Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody's feeling it. It's a game night.
Yes.
It's a biggie. Go up 3-1. I mean, you're punching your ticket to the NBA Finals. Let it get tied 2-2.
Don't even talk that.
I'm punching my ticket for Prevacid or something like that.
Don't even talk that.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441. Between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty, longtime NBA guard and now part of the Miami Heat broadcast team on Fox Sports Sun. And we had some confusion last week because sometimes it's hard to figure it out, right? So it's Heat TV is on Heat.com an hour before every game of the Eastern Conference Finals, which means 7:30 tonight, right? Because the game tonight is an 8:30 tip-off, so 7:30, heat.com. You want to get your local pregame, you go to heat.com, 7:30 tonight. Now, post-game, after the game, you could watch it live on Fox Sports Sun, and it might be on one of the alternate channels as well. But, you know, I mean, if you're a Heat fan, you know where to go there. So, Crotty, do you have all that down?
Good knowing what's going on.
We didn't hear you. Hold on. They didn't pot you up, so I didn't know if you were what you said. Did you know that was the situation for tonight, or you just stand and where you stand and go wherever they tell you?
No, man, I'm dialed in. It is
all right.
It's important to instruct the folks where to go though, because it is not right. You know, you got to do a little navigation, man. And you know,
right,
we're on the Heat.com before the game. Post game, we'll be on Heat Live and we'll be live on Fox Sports Sun and the app as well. So
listen, if you're a fan of Crotty and E. Reed and Jason Jackson, I mean, you got to put in a little effort. Well, there's nothing wrong with putting in a little effort, Crotty.
Look, you get the local flavor, man. We know what's going on, right? We're dialed in much more so than the national guys. I mean, that's
exactly
for sure. I mean, they're
exactly,
you know, they're tipping their toe into the Heat waters. We live in it, and we know the people. We have the relationship. So come revel in it with us. That's what we
yes,
like.
Yes, no doubt. So I said as I was bringing you on, so the Heat, obviously, they're looking to go up 3-1 tonight. But the reverse side is if the Celtics win, they even the series at 2. First off, which do you think is the more likely outcome tonight?
Well, I love the idea that the team had to stew on this loss for the last 3-4 days. I really do. I think it sharpens the blade, so to speak. The Heat have been rolling at such a high level in the playoffs without losing, right? I mean, they're 10-2 now or whatever it is. It's just crazy. You would think they had been in more protracted series with more losses, but I think, you know, human nature, you get a little bit you drop off in some areas when you keep winning, and this sharpens it up. And certainly Coach Spo had opportunities to take tape and break down some things that they really need to improve on, which is, like, one, protecting the paint. Two, I think taking care of the basketball. Three, I think being able to create some other actions to be able to get guys open when things get stagnant on the offensive end in their half court sets. So, you know, there's a lot of adjustments that could be made. I think we're going to see some of those here tonight.
And, Crowder, you talked about the paint. That was something we talked about a lot yesterday, too, because the Celtics had 60, right, which is crazy. But my simple basketball mind is, okay, you got to go bigger. You're giving up 60 in the paint, you got to go bigger. I know that's not the only option. What's some other options when you're getting dominated in the paint than not just putting taller guys in the game?
Yeah, it's really more – that's a very great point, because I think a lot of people think that's the immediate way to do it. Really where it's happening, Channing, is at the point of attack. So guys aren't containing the ball. So the guy handling the ball is beating – it's typically the perimeter, breaking down the perimeter defender and then getting inside and in the paint. Now the back line of the defense, which is the taller guys, have to rotate over and help, and it's two-on-one all over the place, you know. So it's really at the point of attack. It's the guards that need to do a better job, or the guys guarding the initial attackers have to contain that ball and not let, you know, guys like Kemba Walker or Jaylen Brown in particular, who had a big game with 26 points to lead them, breaking the Heat down off the dribble with slashing drives and getting on top of the basket.
John Crotty is with us. One of the talking points today, yesterday, I guess really since the loss, is Jimmy Butler and what some are calling passivity and others are calling calculated. What do the Heat need from Jimmy Butler tonight?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's something that he's had a great pulse throughout the course of the season of when to attack, when to be the aggressor, when to kind of back off, draw, and almost be like a dummy, a setup man, where he draws the defense and gets others involved and as a point forward type player. I think he has to really ramp up and be ultra aggressive tonight. You know, whether he is trying to score or pass, he's got to, the strength that he brings is he commands so much respect that the defense will have to really hedge toward him or load toward him, and that will make everyone else have an easier job out there. So he's got to do a couple things. He's got to try to get more shots up. As an example, in the last game, he only had one field goal attempt in the first quarter. Now, that's okay if he's getting fouled and going to the free throw line, but that really didn't happen either. I mean, he's masterful. That's the other thing you want to see from Jimmy, is you want to see at least 10 free throw attempts or more, because that means he's drawing fouls, and that happens during the course of the half-court offense, and that helps settle the team. It does two things. It allows them to score easy points with him at the line, but it also lets them get back defensively as a group and be able to set their defense, because we're going to see the Celtics really try to push pace even more, play it faster, where they can beat Miami down. That's when they're at their best, the Celtics. They're the most dangerous because they score with great speed in that transition game.
And, Crotty, something that I've heard all playoffs, not just this series and after that game three loss, was I heard Spo, Jimmy, Jay Crowder, I think Iguodala said it, we have to play 48 minutes. We need to play a full game.
Right.
What are they talking about? Is that talking about execution? Are they talking about energy, hustle? Like, when everybody keeps saying we have to play a full game, how is that done? How is that executed?
Yeah, it's really both. It's the hardest thing to do, honestly, because you're having to be mentally locked in and sharp. And being able to execute the game plan, the various offensive calls and defensive calls without mental breakdowns. And you got to sustain the energy. And that means, you know, it starts with the guys who begin the game from a starter position, but the guys coming off the bench have to bring great energy, and almost more than the starters, because it's going to be in bursts. And we haven't seen the Heat, you know, really do that throughout the course, particularly of the series with the Celtics. We've seen them fall, you know, down and behind. And each of the first games, they came back from double-figure leads by the Celtics and were able to overcome those. But that's really hard to do every single game. So there's a definite emphasis on coming out of the gate better in the first quarter. And, you know, basically game one and two and three, the Celtics have led after the first quarter. Miami's had to kind of fight and scratch and claw back. And at times the game has gotten away from them. And, you know, things can happen so quick. Like at the end of the last, the end of the first half in game three, you know, we saw the Celtics go on a run, which really, you know, pulled them ahead and gave them the momentum in a situation where they had a 12-point lead. Those are the breakdowns that he'd have to get away from. Not having the stupid, crazy turnovers, being able to get back and set their defense. They're not going to make every shot, but at least if they're balanced on the offensive end, they get a good look, maybe a rebound opportunity. If not, they can recover and set their defense.
John Crotty is with us. Don't forget, tonight you can hear the Heat game on 790 The Ticket. You can watch Heat TV on Heat.com beginning at 7:30 tonight. If you want to watch Crotty, go to Heat.com. After the game, you go to Fox Sports Sun, and you can watch the postgame, the local postgame show. I've asked this of George Sedano and Will Manso and Kendrick Perkins and Cornbread Maxwell. Who's the better team, in your opinion, Heat or Celtics?
You know, if you had asked me earlier in the regular season, I would have, I shouldn't say this, but I may have led towards Boston. Right now, I'd like the way the Heat are playing. I think the Heat are, and I think the grittier they can make it, the tougher they can make it, the uglier they can make it, the better chance the Heat have of winning. I will say getting Gordon Hayward back, I think, really is a nice shot in the arm for them in game three. I think it helped Boston. You know, he's another weapon, a guy who, was a former All-Star. He's making a ton of money. He's a big part of what they're trying to do, and he was out for 11 games, and he's back now, and his role will increase. So that makes things tougher for Miami, but I still like the Heat's chances, but they can't get into a track meet. They want to be able to slow it down, put the game in the mud where it's going to be a little uglier, and it's going to come down to, you know, toughness and really execution and under pressure.
Any chance Denver can win another game in this Lakers series or win the entire series?
Such a weird dynamic, those Lakers, to me. I look at that team without LeBron, and I'm amazed what he's able to do with that team. You know, Anthony Davis, to me, is such an incredible talent. But, you know, when you look at where he came from and how he couldn't lift that New Orleans team up, and make any kind of playoff run at all on his own, and how he needs the help, he's kind of an enigma in his own way. This Denver team reminds me of Miami in that they can come, you know, back from double digit leads by the opposing team, and they play so well together. I love what Jokic does, and a lot like Bam, where he's the distributor out front. So I would not rule them out yet. I think there's a lot more basketball left to be played in that Western Conference series.
But how great would a Heat Lakers NBA Finals be, though? I mean, that would be. You can taste
it,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Oh my God!
Yeah, it'd be something else. It really would, with the LeBron, you know, subline underneath there, obviously, and it's crazy open, guys. I mean, you know, when you look at this, I try to think back historically. You have three of the top four seeds are out, and the Lakers are the only ones left. You got Boston, who's the number three, and us as the number five in the East. You got Denver as the number three seed out in the West. So it's like, you know, and none of these teams played in the finals last year, right? So you don't have like a team that's kind of was on the cusp and was trying to, you know, break in and couldn't do it yet. Everyone's going through the journey for the first time, you know, as a group. So it's pretty intriguing to watch and see how it's going. And then you put everybody in the bubble, and with all that they have to overcome there, and just, you know, the monotony of being in the same place and have the restrictions they have playing there. It's an incredible situation.
Well, the Heat are still perfectly situated for the five-game gentleman sweep. Crotty, have you heard Alejandro Solana's five-game footlong sweep song?
No, man.
All right, fire it off, Solana.
Five game gentlemen sweep
for the Miami Heat.
Five game gentlemen sweep
for the Miami Heat.
Solana, how do you feel when you hear the audience yell out, woof?
Yikes. Solana, wow. Couple different things there, man. Some of those notes you're hitting sounds like you, you know, you had your...
Those notes don't even exist.
There, buddy,
Well, gave it a shot.
I hope you have a perfect broadcast tonight, Crotty. If not, you're here for me.
John Crotty. So watch Heat TV tonight on Heat.com. Starts at 7:30. Heat.com. You got to be logged on to Heat.com 7:30 tonight. And then after the game tonight, make sure you watch the Heat Live postgame show on Fox Sports Sun, just like you would if the game was broadcast on Fox Sports Sun. Thank you, Crotty.
Thanks, guys. Heat win tonight. Let's see it.
Hope you are right, man. Hope you are right. Didn't love your song there, Solana. He didn't. I'm a fan of it, but he didn't seem to love your song.
Yeah, I was just giving him a piece of my mind there as hanging up with him.
Yeah, he didn't seem to love it.
No, he said, woo! You made sound negative.
I thought it was more like woof. I heard woof. I didn't hear woo.
I heard woo!
All right. I like it, Solana, so don't worry about what Crotty says.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.